Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 30th day of October, 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I've got Gary Badley, who owns and runs a large alternative book and video distribution company. The company is Disinformation, and it's called Disinformation so that people then will pay closer attention to the information. It's a tongue-in-cheek joke. Just like the media, Fox News tells you fair and balanced, they are predominantly disinformation. Well, disinformation strives to counter disinformation. Their full name is Disinformation. Everything you know is false. They're the folks that put out Outfoxed and many other documentary films exposing Walmart and its scams. Jim Maher's new book on 9/11, The Terror Conspiracy. Gary Badley will be joining us from New York coming up in the second hour. Let's talk about the alternative media, the election, what's happening in the world today. We'll have open phones, and the fact that he's making a big move with TerrorStorm to be in thousands of stores around the country, including Barnes & Noble's, Borders Books, Virgin Atlantic, you name it. And that starts tomorrow. It's a big deal. It's very important because if you go into the stores and buy them off the shelves, then they will stock more, and the general public, the generally ignorant public, will have a chance to buy the film, see the film, come across the film. And if they sell out with their first orders, which is just a few videos per store, they will then increase their order next time, and it's a cascading effect. And the Disinformation has been able to get it placed on some end caps in some major stores. Basically, Disinfo does that by giving them the DVDs for free. In fact, you can now buy TerrorStorm at Amazon.com, and I make, I think, about 40 cents off each DVD that gets sold. Again, I could care less. I struck a deal. I had them lower the price to the lowest possible price that Gary Badley's company could sell them at, the lowest possible price we could get them to put them in stores, to put them on Amazon.com. So it's available right now. TerrorStorm is available for like $12 at Amazon.com. Now, when you buy it from us for $19.95, obviously it's like a donation. You allow us to continue and operate. We've got to get some capital in here. But, you know, we put it out for free on Google Video. I mean, it's just we're here to get the information out. All right, I'm done talking about that. That's coming up in the next hour. Police wrest control of Mexican City, machine gunning the press, killing an American journalist with a precision shot to the heart. And our media has been pretty much quiet about it. And then you think, well, the police just dealt with a problem. Yeah, the thugs in their little Darth Vader outfits meant to intimidate and oppress the poor slaves of Mexico. So we'll talk about that. Also, U.S. national IDs by May 2008. More on that report. Also, school safety drill upset some parents, Associated Press. I'm glad there's some normal parents. I mean, they go into elementary, middle schools, high schools. But, I mean, I got video of them doing it to eight-year-olds. And they point machine guns at their face and they scream at them. And those kids are traumatized for life. It's like your child being with you when a bank's robbed. I mean, it's the same thing as a bank robbery. They're traumatized and terrorized. And the cops are dumb. They don't know why they're being told to do this. They follow orders like the general public. They think it's there to get people ready for a terrorist attack or a mass shooter. It has nothing to do with that. It's conditioning. We'll cover it. Also, Google defiant over censorship in China. This is London Guardian. Well, they're doing it right here. Of course they're defiant. Also, U.S. Investigates voting machines. I'm sure they do. And we'll also get into it's just there's so much today. Huge broadcast. Infowars.com, JonesReport.com are the websites. We'll be right back.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Did you know that Mexico is, by all the major human rights watch groups around the world, in the top 10 of the most abusive, most tyrannical, most oligarchical systems? It is massively corrupt, massively oppressive. If you try to organize or demonstrate, they'll drive by with the police and throw a hand grenade in your house. They'll shoot you dead on the street. In fact, I remember, 8 years ago, that the skies were red at high noon here in Texas. The sunsets were spectacular and all the dust, because the winds happened to be blowing this direction, and our news said it was agricultural fires. No, the Mexican military over three Mexican states burnt almost every cornfield, every plot of land that wasn't owned by big agribusiness, as a way of having scorched earth against the indigenous populations and the Zapatista rebels that were resisting. It was in the BBC. It was in the London Guardian. It was in the Latin American papers. I remember an incredible lady, Patricia Moore, who, by the way, moved to Guatemala. I haven't seen her since then. She was deaf, but she had incredible courage. She would go with a video camera. She now works for a TV station in Guatemala. And she went, I remember being at the TV station here locally and seeing her with raw footage of Mexican troops grabbing people out of huts. Her hiding in a hut while troops jump out of a black armored vehicle in black uniforms and are dragging families into it. I mean, this is life-risking type stuff. They kill Western journalists all the time. Mexico City is rated as the most dangerous city in the world for journalists. Go look at the different press rating organizations that rate the safety for journalists, the Committee for Journalism, and there's a bunch of different groups. Go look at it for yourself. And an American journalist with a radio show in New York and a documentary filmmaker was down there, and the police came up to the barricades where the peaceful citizens there in Mexico were protesting the staged election of a few months ago, and they opened fire with precision. I guess earlier I said machine guns. That they had machine guns, but they actually used sniper rifles to start popping the reporters. They know who to hit in the chest, and they shot an American reporter in the chest. You can go to prisonplanet.com and click on the story, and then if you go over to the Fox News website, they have, you know, photos of him there with a bullet hole in his chest dying on the ground. They shot other Mexican and Latin American reporters as well. And the media just plays the whole thing down. Well, you know, the Mexican police had to restore order. They stole the election right in front of everybody. Greg Palast came on the show and documented it for us. He was in Mexico for the election, witnessed it. Neocons and Choice Point and Rob Allen and Co. and all the big neocon PR firms were down there. Same people running dirty tricks here in the United States right now. They don't play games. My friends, they don't play games. And so many police listen to this show and they think that I'm against them because I'm angry at the police state. I'm angry at what you've turned into. I'm angry at how you've been trained. I'm angry at how you've been. It's like taking a German Shepherd that could be trained to be a good guard dog and a good family guard dog and a loved member of the society, and turning him into vicious psychotic attack dogs trained to eat children. And that's what's happened. You know, they have a special unit in Mexico they founded over 50 years ago called the Foxes. You know what the Foxes, and that's the guys that did this, by the way. You know what the Foxes are? They're paramilitary. They wear the black helmets, the black masks, the black armored pads. Mexico really pioneered the little Darth Vader outfits long before the 1977 hit Star Wars. You see, George Lucas admits he did his research on scary, oppressive, tyrannical figures and took a cue from the Mexican Foxes and the old Inquisitors and the executioners of old. They wear black, they wear black masks, and they wreak havoc upon the population. Imagine to force the entire indigenous population, which they've done to a great extent, out of, I say, three states. That's where the main burning took place, in Chiapas and two other states. They forced them up into Mexico City that was just 10 million people a few decades ago, 25 million people just a few years ago, now 33 million plus and growing as a staging ground for the United States. Half the population lives in cardboard boxes. There is no running water in many of the areas. The rivers are giant sludge sewers. I've seen the documentary footage you'll never see on U.S. television. It's the biggest city in the world. It dwarfs any nightmare in Calcutta or Bombay in India. And it is a staging ground. They are forcing all the indigenous peoples off their ancient lands. They steal the land under UN biospheres. I remember being about 12 years old in Cancun with my parents on a vacation, and we drove into the interior there in Yucatan, and there were all these UN signs saying biosphere where they'd taken the indigenous people's land. Now you can go buy homes there. They allow Westerners and the Italians and the Germans and the British and U.S. citizens. For some reason, it's mainly Italians have moved in and bought it up. Same thing they do here in Austin. They stole 15,000 acres from different people and said it was going to be a biosphere and then took the restrictions off and are building luxury homes there. It was on the cover of the Chronicle paper 2 weeks ago, but they were telling us how wonderful it is. So it's all just feudalism. And it's totally brutal. It's totally evil. And our government finances Mexico and finances the textbooks that say that this is really Mexico, the Southwest from Texas to California. As far north as Oregon and Colorado is declared Aslan. And our government's busy getting rid of the border. I have the actual bill that Bush signed a few weeks ago. It does not build a border fence. It authorizes a small portion to be spent on fence upkeep, current fences. Doesn't matter. The Republicans are running ads everywhere, lying, saying they're the party of getting tough on the borders. No, both parties are in collusion together to erase our borders, and we have this narco-terrorist state that's attacked the U.S. consulate in Nuevo Laredo, that has attacked and kidnapped U.S. citizens, that has killed sheriff's deputies and police and FBI, but it's all kept very, very quiet. Oaxaca, Mexico, police wrest control of Mexican City. Federal forces stormed the city and pushed protesters and striking teachers out of the city center. They had occupied for 5 months, leaving the colonial city resembling a battleground with riot police and burned vehicles lining the streets. Police controlled the main square, but leftist supporters roamed the streets with sticks and gasoline bombs. Protesters determined to keep up the fight to oust the state governor. Ulysses Ruiz announced plans for new marches today. Graffiti-smeared storefronts, cafes, and hotels shuttered in what was once a favorite for tourists. At least one demonstrator was killed in clashes Sunday as federal police, backed by armored vehicles and water cannons, tore down barricades on their way into the city. Protesters said late Sunday afternoon that the second had died. Authorities did not confirm that. There was still uncertainty over the 1.3 million school children would return to classes Monday. Teachers had agreed to end the strike to close schools across the southern state of Oaxaca, but it was unclear if the police presence would undermine that deal. The protest began in May as a teacher strike in the southern Mexican city of roughly 275,000, but the demonstrators quickly spiraled into chaos as anarchists, students, and Indian groups seized the central plaza and barricaded streets throughout the city to demand Ruiz's ouster. After the deaths of video and documentary maker Bradley Ronald Will, 36, of New York, and two local residents in a shootout, and there was no shooting by their side, by the way, we have the video of it, during a Friday protest, Fox sent in thousands of federal police who launched the first major offensive Sunday to end the unrest. Do you understand? The people of Mexico are in open rebellion. All of the independent polls in southern Mexico and in these different regions showed 90-plus percent of the people against all the incumbent candidates. It didn't matter. All the establishment candidates, all of them won. And we're going to see this here in the U.S. when 97% are against the toll roads, they still do it. When 99% are against private interest being able to land grab, they still do it. When 90% are against the open borders, they still do it. And amnesty, they still do it. When 70-plus percent are against the war, they will expand it. Again, why are you suddenly seeing government move at every level? Because they know they put in enough of their fraudulent voting machines to steal elections. And it doesn't matter now, just like Mexico. And the government's own documents, the Rand Corporation's own documents, say they're going to have revolts and riots and shootouts in America. They know the policies they're going to force on the American people are going to cause what you're seeing in Mexico and China and Pakistan and around the world. That's why they're building emergency FEMA centers. That's why they're militarizing the police against us. I had Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz on Friday. The report's going up right now on PrisonPlanet.com. We were going to put the story up yesterday, but we had server problems. So I'm sorry I announced that yesterday that it would be up and it wasn't. But it is going up right now to PrisonPlanet.com. We interviewed him. He said that at best a worldwide huge recession, at worst total depression, implosion, and he said that the World Bank and IMF are following policies that will cause a worldwide depression. And if there's a depression in this country, you won't have well-behaved people like we did from 1929 to 1940. You will have foaming at the mouth. You will have rioting. You will have freakouts. You will have huge third world populations going absolutely ape. And it's all planned. It's called the IMF World Bank riot that Joseph Stiglitz exposed in 2002, Nobel Prize winner, chief economist, World Bank, where they cause conditions that cause breakdowns on purpose as an excuse to then crack down even more. So go ahead, cops. When you're out there feeling powerful in your black uniform, shooting American citizens and beating us over the head like you've already done at a lot of demonstrations and riots, remember, it's your pension fund that's going bye-bye. It's your children's future. It's the country dying. So go ahead. Go ahead. Whatever you do against the Republic now, you do against your own family. So go ahead and feel good about yourselves. Go ahead and go along with this system. Go ahead and serve it. But just remember, when you lose everything you've got, that you helped it all along. We got tons of other news coming up. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We don't need no education.
I'm not trying to be negative about what's happening in our world. Our country is being openly dismantled. The North American Union is in place. It's not coming. It's here. Our governments openly meet. They've openly set it up. Our freedoms are being dismantled at every level because the globalists have set up a world financial system designed to implode economies, designed to consolidate, designed to erase and obliterate middle classes. Because a middle class has independence, it raises its own children, it isn't a slave of the system. Elites throughout history have always sought to have a tiny overlord class and a massive underclass, totally brain dead, totally dumbed down, with no chance of climbing up out of the murk. And that's what's happened. At least one demonstrator was killed. The alternative press is reporting dozens dead. At least one demonstrator was killed in clashes Sunday as federal police, backed by armored vehicles and water cannons, tore down barricades on their way into the city. Protesters said late Sunday that a second man had died. Authorities did not confirm that. And that's what's happening in Oaxaca right now. Clearly the election was stolen. Clearly the people are sick of being slaves. And the Mexican government is an absolute travesty. Continuing with the news, this is what's happening here in the U.S. In my film, Road to Tyranny, we just spend a few minutes showing local news footage from around the country as elementary school students have police in the same Darth Vader outfits pointing machine guns at them and yelling at them, and the children are crying and screaming. Imagine a drill where the police come in masks and start yelling and screaming at the children. Remember the case up in Minnesota a few years ago where they didn't even tell the school teacher they were going to do a drill, and they came into the portable buildings, into the art class there in the seventh grade, and the children were actually wetting themselves as some of the police played the part of hostage takers, putting guns to the teacher's head, and she collapsed, and neighbors across the street saw it and called the police thinking there was some type of attack. Again, why do the feds coast to coast pay to have these drills done? It is a conditioning mechanism. It creates fear. It creates anti-gun fear. It trains everyone to go into a prison-type shakedown scenario. This is re-education center brainwashing. Well, parents are finally getting mad about it. This is in the AP today. School safety drill upset some parents. A school safety drill that included police officers in riot gear with weapons has caused concern among some parents who say it was too realistic and frightened some students. Well, remember what happened in 2000? Cop of the year got his head blown off in a drill in Fort Worth, and he had to be cop of the year, and one of the police MP5 wasn't unloaded. And they came into the room and blew cop of the year's head off. And then that same year, and there's so many cases, I'm just using ones I put in the film. These are all in Road to Tyranny. Remember in Detroit, they had another drill, and the cop shot himself in the leg in front of the children. The children were crying, and he said, this was in the Detroit Free Press, he said, "Don't worry, it's not loaded," and shot it at his foot, blowing some of his toes off. I mean, this is what they do. I have video of it. Here's AP Today. Wyoming, Michigan. A school safety drill that included police officers in riot gear with weapons has caused concern among some parents who say it was too realistic and frightened some students. Police in the Western Michigan community of Wyoming entered two classrooms at Lee Middle High School on Thursday and announced there was a threat to the school. See, they don't even tell you. The Grand Rapids Press reported, students who were unaware police were conducting a drill. See, it's always the same. How dumb are our local police to take federal funds, and it's not just a drill, they don't even tell them. Students who were unaware of police conducting a drill were taken from the classroom into the halls, patted down by officers, and asked what they had in their pockets, the newspaper said. Again, a drill, a shakedown, just like they had in Goose Creek when the dog started biting the children. And the video of them screaming, "No, please, no!" Full-grown men. I mean, this is America! By the way, I have an article with it happening in England. You see, it's happening everywhere. It's a handbook. And the cops don't know. They go, "Well, we saw what happened at Columbine. This is for safety." Students who were unaware police were conducting a drill were taken from the classroom into the halls, patted down by officers, and asked what they had in their pockets, the newspaper said. Some of the kids were so scared they just about wet their pants. They actually soiled themselves in some cases we're aware of. Said Marge Bradshaw, parent of four children in Godfrey Lee schools, "I think it's pure wrong that the students and the parents were not informed of this." Well, we have the AP article out of Michigan 3 years ago where they threw buckets of fake blood on them and pointed guns at their heads saying, "We're homeschoolers, we're here to kill you." I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. There are cops listening around now going, "Well, it's what the officers did, it's good. I support it. It's getting safe." No, it's not. It's conditioning. We'll be back with more news and your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Welcome back. We're going to go to your calls here in a moment. Let me run through some of the other news items I have in front of me. I hope that everybody will join me in Central Texas tomorrow night from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the corner of Lamar and 6th Street at Waterloo Records and Music for the national rollout of my new film, Terror Storm. It will be in Barnes & Noble, Borders Books, Virgin, everywhere but like Walmart and Best Buy. Most of your major video and bookstores around the country will be stocking Terror Storm starting tomorrow. Please get out there and buy up all the copies, because then they'll make them be that much more prominently displayed if stores across the country have a big response in the next week or two. Please take action. I hope to see you down there tomorrow night here locally in Austin. I'll be giving a little speech, taking questions and comments, and signing Terror Storms. And at the very same time, I hope you'll visit InfoWars.com and get America Freedom to Fascism, which we're carrying, Aaron Russo's incredible new film, 1995. When you get Terror Storm for $9.95, you can get Terror Storm for $9.95 when you get it with America Freedom to Fascism, only at InfoWars.com. Or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Get America Freedom to Fascism for $19.95, and for only $9.95 more, you can get Terror Storm over 3 hours on one DVD. So for $29.95, you get two films over 5 hours for $29.95 at InfoWars.com. That's the America Freedom to Fascism and Terror Storm combo info bomb pack. Again, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can also get Terror Storm by itself or American Freedom to Fascism by itself at Infowars.com. All right. Getting back into the news, I'm not done talking about school safety drills upset some parents. I'm asking you as a parent, and I'm letting you know that we get these reports every week, okay? It, normally, though, it's in a local paper, and the local paper makes excuses. Well, the children did cry. Well, the children were on lockdown and had to use trash cans to use the bathroom in front of the other children. Well, the officers did practice putting the children in handcuffs. They did cry, but it's for your own good. And I've been sent video by listeners across the country. It's federal grants. The worst case of this was in Michigan as well, not just the new case we have today, where I've talked a lot about this and had guests on about it, where they had the fifth graders all get out in the school parking lot. They had two school buses out there. This happened statewide, but this was one case that was videotaped. They had them get out there, and they just told them, sit on the buses. The police drove up. They threw out smoke bombs. The children began crying and screaming. They drug them out onto the parking lot and ran up spraying fake blood on them, fake arms, fake intestines. By the way, I have video of a similar drill, but this was with middle school students, in Belton. This is just south of Temple and Waco back in 2000. And I put that in Police State, Three Total Enslavement. I put that in Road to Tyranny. Excuse me, Road to Tyranny. You know, has the video of this. And the U.S. Army doing it, marching over, telling us to turn our cameras over, backed up by Marines. Of course, we told them we weren't going to do it, to put it lightly. So, I mean, you can see the video. Hey, let us splatter blood and fake arms, fake intestines on the children. This is America. But at least there it was the middle school drama students who knew what it was. That's one thing. And they blew up two cars, set them on fire, fire shooting out by the city hall. That is nothing compared to Michigan. Again, this is re-education camp. This is what they do. And the children didn't know what was happening. They ran up with guns, screaming, we are homeschoolers against public education. We're here to kill you. And the children began soiling themselves. Well, I just read the AP. This is AP Today. School safety drill upset some parents. Wyoming, Michigan. Students were unaware police were conducting a drill, were taken from the classroom into the halls, patted down by officers, and asked what they had in their pockets. We've got video coast to coast. What they do is scream and yell and point MP5s at their heads. A lot of times dogs are there grabbing on the bags. Oh, don't believe me? Just type in Goose Creek drill. Some of these kids were so scared, they just about wet their pants, said Marge Bradshaw, a parent of four children in Godfrey Lee Schools. We're going to try to get her on. I think it's pure wrong that the students and parents were not informed of this. Officers wore protective gear, including vests and helmets, and carried rifles, which were loaded and marked with colored tape to indicate they were not live weapons. Children don't know that, the newspaper said. And it says, Diana Sylvia, a parent of the eighth grade student, said the drill went too far. My child was with his face to the wall in a hallway at a high school, Sylvia said. I certainly don't want anything like this happening to my child. Hey, lady, your child's being trained how to be a prisoner. This is federal conditioning money. This money's paid to brainwash the children. So when it really happens, when they really pull up in army vehicles to take you to a FEMA camp, your child will be acclimated to go through the drill. The government admits that's why they've had Delta Force and Army Ranger and Night Stalker out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky drills in every major city in the country. I've interviewed police chiefs. It's on record. It is done to condition the local cities for military takeover. They practice taking over the city halls. I made Police State 2000 about it, and I made Police State 2 the takeover about it. This is not a drill. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is the real deal. This is a massive conditioning program. Principal David Britton said students were told ahead of time to make the drill as realistic as possible. Teachers were informed moments before it took place, he said. That is not true. Again, they always say this afterwards. Notice the AP says they were not informed, but now the principal, David Britton, is saying, oh, no, we told them moments before. Just like Delta Force, when they hit Kingsville, claims they told locals, but we went to the nursing home, went to all the local houses, No one got a warning. No one got a visit. And I went to the police station where they admitted they didn't warn anybody. We can't let the citizens know about our operational capacity. Got them on tape. Yeah, we're running an op here. We can't let the locals know. And right across the street, 200 feet, there were heart attacks at Casa Ricarda Nursing Home. Can you imagine 8 helicopters, over 100 trips, one day after the police moved out of the police station? So they quietly moved out to their new center down the street, and then they blew up the old police station. Blew it up. I have video of them blowing it up. And imagine, they just swoop in, blow up the old police station. There's a nursing home 200 feet away. Casa Ricarda, we interviewed one of the ladies there. That's America! Buildings blowing up. Children with guns in their faces. This is martial law, folks. In the case cities and counties and states say no, like they're doing in southern Mexico right now. They got the photos and the video on the news. We ought to be taping this of huge jetliners landing that say rapid Mexican troop reaction force with police in black uniforms storming, imperial stormtroopers storming off the aircraft. Same thing's been craned here. Principal David Britton, who should be fired, said students were told ahead of time to make the drill as realistic as possible. Teachers were informed moments before it took place, he said. I think that it's the best way to do it, Britton said. We're not looking to scare anyone, but we want a sense of urgency. But Wyoming Police Chief James Carmody said the officers were not aware students and parents were not told. He said the department will mandate that parents be notified ahead of time in the future. He needs to be fired. The purpose was to show how we will evaluate the classroom, not to assault the classroom. Yeah, you're a liar, okay? If you don't think the video we got of the fake blood and the little children, I mean, you, pure terror. I ought to go find that clip and play it. No, no! I mean, children get scared. I mean, you know, if my son's doing something that isn't safe and I yell at him not to do it, he might cry. I'm watching scientific brainwashing, scientific conditioning. I'm watching every canon of our free society being dismantled. I'm so angry about it. I'm so hurt. So horrible. And these police, most of them mean well. They're just so brainwashed, folks. Oh, it's because of 9/11. Oh, it's because of Columbine, both government ops. And you just can't figure out how you've been brainwashed. All of our innocence. Schools nationwide have your children line up. They're frisked by police. Police dogs come in. They search the lockers. They get lockdowns. There are prisons. And the Department of Education documents say they're going to train your children to be prisoners in the schools. They thumb scan in those schools to get school lunches now. The tanning salons, the new exercise gyms, the grocery stores. The tracking grids going in everywhere. The national ID cards going in. The forced psychological testing's going in. The face scanning cameras and license plate reading cameras are going in. Your cell phones track you. Google uses the audio card and microphone built into all new computers, and video is built into most of the new ones to track everything you're doing. They openly announce they're listening to you, recording everything you do in your home for, quote, data collection. I mean, it's just total martial law. And it's going to, I mean, I'm here risking my life on the front lines, being the big target to warn you. And it's as bad as I say it is. It's really bad, folks. It's really, really bad right now. Contact your schools. You let them know you're going to sue them immediately if any fake guns or real guns get pointed at your children. You know, they charge a child who brings a toy gun with terrorism just for bringing a toy gun and showing it to their friends, claiming it terrorized people. But cops come in and aim guns at crying children. And police dogs grab their bags and rip them off their back. Imagine just, oh, it's a drill. Line up. Now here come the police dogs. I mean, this is America. This is what our country has turned into. Hey, look in the computer. Find Sundown on the Republic. Or Republic Sundown. And I'm going to play that. Coming up. Google defiant over censorship in China. Internet giant steps into realm of politics with debate of freedom of speech. They openly announce they're going to be censoring and say they don't care. They're already doing it here. I had former top-level CIA officer Marine Corps intelligence officer at the highest levels, big Republican on last week saying, yeah, Google's in bed with the CIA and 9/11. All the evidence shows inside job. U.S. investigates voting machines. That's such a joke. The way the police treat us verges on the criminal. I wanted to read this London Observer article because it's not just here in the U.S. this is happening. It's the entire Western world. Listen to this. The way the police treat us verges on the criminal. Guilty until proven innocent now seems to be the watchword for a government that increasingly treats its law-abiding citizens with absolute contempt. Yeah, that's what you're right, Henry Porter, who wrote this article. A father and his 8-year-old son got off a train at Blackpool on Friday evening 2 weeks ago to be confronted by a number of police officers moving passengers towards a scanner. There was a mildly threatening manner about them, as it was clear that they expected everybody to pass through the scanner, which they said was being used to search for knives. Those same scanners have been purchased here in the U.S. They're going in every major city. The man, whose name is Danny, quietly told the police that unless they had a very good reason, he would not be searched. One of the two passengers hesitated, then joined him in refusing to go through the scanner. The police were clearly disgruntled, but couldn't do anything because Danny was right. They had to have reasonable grounds for suspecting he was carrying a knife in order to search him. I am not some rabid left-winger or civil libertarian, he told the email to me. It just seems we are allowing the police state to be developed without any argument. On the phone, he seemed to modify by saying that the police behavior had been oppressive. Well, yeah, I was in England. I'd be peacefully just talking to somebody on the street corner. Cops walk over and go, it's on video. Turn your cameras off. You're not allowed to be out here taping. And I'm like, where are you staying? Give me your info. And I thought it was because I was Alex Jones. No, it turns out that even mainstream reporters now, they're just exercising authority. And there's no law. This is called tyranny, folks. It's just, line up, we're going to search you. Turn that camera off. This is all being done for your safety while Blair signed a deal to bring in unlimited foreigners. Same thing. You know, we got all these illegals running around with no insurance, wrecking everywhere, stealing, robbing, borders open. They just leave them alone. Oh, but your children have to be searched and have fake blood splattered on them while they say the homeschoolers are going to kill you. They actually said that to them. Again, turning them against homeschoolers, traumatizing them. Bunch of lawsuits got filed. The kids are all having nightmares. And, folks, that's real. I mean, it's scary when you're a full-grown adult and you're out there and see 100 cops lined up in Darth Vader outfits beating their batons on their breastplates like the Roman centurions did for intimidation. The government is trying to intimidate the people. Trillions are missing from the treasury. DynCorp is in the Chicago Tribune running white slavery rings. Total criminals have seized control of the government. They've brainwashed the police and turned them into attack dogs. The North American Union has been set up. We're going down worldwide. Mayday, mayday. I mean this. I'm serious. To the whole world, mayday, mayday, mayday. They're now starting to censor our communications. They're killing and arresting more and more patriots. Mayday, mayday, mayday. The United States has been seized by the New World Order. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Everybody, you've been mesmerized and conditioned incrementally to accept it. Wake up to what's happened. Mayday, 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 mayday. Scientifically crafted psychological warfare programs are working in unison to deliver us into total tyranny. They're preparing for a worldwide depression to consolidate all the wealth and totally enslave us and launch World War III and endless wars. Mayday, mayday, mayday. They own both parties. The New York Post, Rupert Murdoch just endorsed Hillary for senator. He's been having secret fundraisers for her. Mayday, mayday. Bill Clinton and Hillary worked for the CIA, and Bush Sr. was their case officer when they were first recruited. Mayday, 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 mayday. Foreign countries have grabbed 8,000 miles of Texas roads and are now putting in the toll roads. The former chief economist of the World Bank Nobel Prize winner said it's part of going into global receivership. We're already going into bankruptcy. Mayday! 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 I mean, we've got to take this serious. Mayday! Mayday! I'm here going down with the ship. Mayday! 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 We're under attack. The entire Western world's been seized by criminals, and they're using scientifically developed techniques to brainwash and condition us to lay down. You've got to break your conditioning. Police, military, people in the government, please listen to me. The government staged terror attacks against us. They're killing our people. Don't deny it. You know about the Atomic Soldiers Project, Shad, Tuskegee, the forced sterilizations, how they brought 10,000 Nazis over here. They have the troops breathing depleted uranium. The cancer rate has more than quadrupled now, more than tripling. It had previously tripled. Birth defects have more than tripled. Just the sperm count's down by over 80%. Mayday, mayday, mayday. There's toxins and poisons in the water. They're putting poison in the water to condition us. It's a toxic sedative, sodium and stannous fluoride both. Major studies going back to the 30s, 40s, 50s, and even today. Mayday, mayday, mayday. All different forms of brain tumors are up several thousand percent. Hundreds of major scientific studies show it's causing huge brain tumors with the radiation emitted by cell phones. Mayday, 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 mayday. Mayday, 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 mayday. We're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. They're pointing machine guns and screaming at our children. Do you understand? They're conditioning us. They're building FEMA camps. They've abolished the Bill of Rights. Mayday, mayday, mayday. I've sacrificed everything I am, everybody I'll ever be, to fight this thing. And I'm telling you, it's even more horrible than I thought. It's moving quickly. Mayday! 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 Mayday!
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Let's go to calls. That's how I really feel. That's really how bad our straits are right now. That's the kind of positions we're all in. I hope you know that. Later, I'll get into more of what Joseph Stiglitz said about worldwide depression. We'll get into all the news we've broken here in the last week. It's just incredible. This makes me so mad thinking of the police brainwash themselves, terrorizing a bunch of crying children, pointing guns at them, training them how to be slaves, not even warning them. Teachers literally soiled themselves, passed out before. Imagine men running and acting like they're the kidnappers, the hostage takers. So, see, if they can do that, they can get away with anything. I was on a big radio show in New England this morning, and I'd bring up all the facts, and most of the callers called in agreeing, but one guy called in and said, I just can't believe you. You ought to leave the country. You're just lying. You're just making all this up. Brother, I wish I was making every bit of it up. Believe me, I like my life. I won't want to be doing this. I wish I wasn't having to fight for this republic tooth and nail. I wish I wasn't watching this country being torn limb from limb. But let me tell you something. Just because you're ignorant of something doesn't make it false. Just because you deny something doesn't mean it isn't true. And let me tell you something. It's so bad I can't even tell you how bad it is. Michael in Florida, then Eric, Yvette, Jimmy, Bill, and others. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'd like to make you aware of a tragic story, an example of Child Protective Services. It's a story about this child named Ricky, who went to the welfare system in 2000 when his mother was homeless and jobless and asked Child Protective Services to take care of a three-year-old son.
And let me guess, they tested pharmacologicals on him?
Basically, they put him on psychotropic drugs, and they put him in with his foster parents, who, I'll just read the story. It says, a CPS investigator interviewed Ricky immediately outside the presence of the foster parents. When he asked how he hurt his wrist, Ricky said that he was playing a game with mom and dad. According to the report, he said that he doesn't like the game, but they keep playing it. Ricky reported that his mom and dad tied up his hands and his feet in the bedroom while on his bed. He reported that that they tied his arms and handcuffed his feet, and they said that he said because he's a junior policeman, and he reported that it happens every night. Basically, Ricky ran away from home, and DHS and CPS took the parents' rights away because she was still jobless, and Ricky was murdered while he ran away.
Well, sir, I just want the police listening who roll their little eyes because they're part of the great wickedness now, because they can't admit they've been part of this evil gang and have gotten into all this behavior, that when they take a child from their parents, the people they're giving them to are five times more likely to abuse them. And CPS does not investigate their own foster parents or their own system. But that's nothing. I mean, they take children in New York State, New York City, and test pesticides on them. But in the news, nothing happens, and they take them, they eject them and make them drink pesticide till they die. Don't believe me? Just type in New York test pesticides on foster children.
That story and other stories are on www.thought-criminal.org. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, sir. Yeah, it rips my guts out. I couldn't hurt some little innocent thing for the life of me. I mean, I'm a big teddy bear. I love children. I love puppy dogs. I just love everything good and sweet. Let me tell you, it's all in danger. I've gone and done the cases. I've gone and covered the stories where poor families, father's got a job, they're living in a little apartment, they threaten them to sign the children over, no abuse, and they take those kids and they hop them up on drugs and they give them to abusers. I've been there when the mother's begging, please don't take my child. Most hard, cold-blooded people just take them away and they smile when they do it. Well, I want you to know something, you're going to hell.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.